Thank you so much.
Joining us now is Cheryl Gay Stolberg, White House correspondent for The New York Times, to talk about some very interesting numbers. Okay, so the rest of the media is focused on the first 100 days, but at least the first 99 days seem to have had a positive impact on race relations in the United States, as reported in The New York Times. It's a new New York Times CBS poll, and it reports that Americans, apparently, at least in their impressions, are seeing a big difference in race relations in the United States. Cheryl Gay Stolberg, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
How significant are these numbers, and are impressions of racial relations the same as actually an improvement in relations?
Well, I think that's a good question. This is, it's hard to document an actual improvement in race relations,
right,
but you can document what people feel about it, and these numbers are significant. Two-thirds of Americans now say that race relations are generally good. That's up from 53% in July of 2008 when President Obama was still Senator Obama and running for office. And even more startling is the percentage of blacks who say that race relations are generally good. The percentage of blacks who say that is now 59%, double what it was in July of 2008 when it was 29%.
Now, during the campaign, there was a lot of polling on the question of, is America ready for an African-American president? And there were differences among racial groups as to what people believed. In a sense, Barack Obama being president eliminates that question. Does that affect the sort of, grid by which people assess race relations, because that milestone has really been taken away?
Well, I think it's hard to know why people feel this, but we did try to tease that out by doing some interviews after the poll. And what came out consistently in the interviews was that people feel that the president is helping people work together or fostering a climate in which people are working together. And they also feel that race relations were improving in the United States anyway, but that President Obama seems to be speeding that along. One woman said that in her small town, this is a white homemaker, a Republican, in Kansas City, and she said that his openness and acceptance have helped others be more open and accepting. So it may also be a matter of personal style.
How do these impressions break down black to white? And I don't know if you polled Hispanics. I'm just looking at the numbers now. And how do they break down Republican-Democrat?
Well, we don't have those kind of specific breakdowns. I gave you the breakouts that our polling folks shared with me, and the black and white. You can see that blacks obviously feel that a greater leap has been made. While two-thirds of whites say that race relations are generally good, the movement has been greater among blacks, from 29% to 59%. And interestingly, in this poll shows that black Americans remain among the president's staunchest supporters. 70% of black respondents now say the country is headed in the right direction. That's double the 34% of whites who say the country is headed in the right direction. So blacks, of course, are very enthusiastic about President Obama.
But is that to say that given the economy and other issues that are going on, that it's a minority of whites who believe the country is moving in the right direction?
Well, I suppose you could say it's a minority of whites, but let's think about the number of Americans who thought the country was moving in the right direction back in January, when the president was inaugurated. Overall, I think that number was something like 15% right
Wow.
direction. Now, overall, it's 41%. That's a huge shift. The first time in probably 4 years at least that Americans are starting to think that the country is moving in the right direction, that the right track, wrong track numbers are kind of reversing with people now beginning to see that things are going the right way.
And that's almost a tripling.
Yeah.
And that is independent of race, probably. I mean, that relates to a whole variety of things going on in both the administration and the economy.
Right. Well, it's interesting. We also looked at what Americans think the president can accomplish. And Americans actually have very high hopes for Barack Obama. 72% said they were optimistic about the next 4 years. They expect him to make significant progress in health care, energy, and immigration policy. Yet, interestingly, the feeling of optimism is kind of tempered, if you would say, by the by a feeling that the economy and the war in Iraq really won't turn around in the president's first term.
Right, so
that
but, while people have high but hopes, significant enough for it to be a good read probably for the president this morning in the New York Times. Cheryl Gay Stolberg, White House correspondent for the New York Times, some positive polling for Barack Obama in the first 99 days. Thank you.